If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Okay, announcement coming up here at 4:30 on the men's room 20th anniversary party. We're talking the big one, the finale, the band, the birthday party, so to speak.
Yeah.
The large and in charge show that we're going to put on for you. That announcement coming up at 4:30, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
And we'll jump right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Guys, happy birthday to our little bean. Can we get some green beans? And Coach Ted and the captain arguing about how being 2 years old is so difficult for a kid. Lots of love that from mom and from dad.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Green bean. There's a ton of pressure as a 2 year old. First of all, you got to nap, you got to snack, you got to say please and thank you. But, Captain?
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Well, of course, being 2 years old is difficult. It's much like being 82 years old. People don't understand what you're trying to tell them. You're defecating your pants, and you know you don't like the feeling, but you just can't seem to master that toilet thing.
And what is that four-legged animal? Looks different than us. Oh, it's a dog. These are things you got to figure out at 2.
Don't touch the dog's head unless he walks up to you. Just leave him, and the cat, don't rub his belly, because he's going to scratch you every time you do it. Crunch bass.
All of it's real. I want to give a birthday shout out to my brother, Ruben, better known as Candyman, who is 50 years old today, and my twin nephews, Adam and Tommy, who are 41. Bernard is better known as BJ. He is 55 today. My brother from Fresno, California, and I listened to your show when I was in SeaTac, visiting there for a few years, and you guys got me through it. Best show ever. I took my brother and his wife to San Francisco and made them listen to you guys on the whole drive there and back. They're still not that convinced. But they are both beer drinkers and pot smokers, so you can give my brother a bong rip. Your penis is too small. And the dirty Germans telling them what they're missing out on. And his old lady to give my brother something good for his birthday. He runs the kitchen at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Fresno, California. Also some Coke Ted and some dad jokes for Miles. We got a full boat on this one.
Yeah, you know what you're missing out on. We call this black schnitzel.
Yeah, you can dive in with the black schnitzel. You can have some white schnitzel, and it's all pork.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's schnitzel.
And the pork will be pulled.
All right, now listen. I'm not going to eat a ton of it, but I'm not going to do anything. I get all messed up. I go into my work and demand every appetizer. You guys running some kind of free appetizer, endless appetizer things? See how many frickles you can shove down your gullet. You want to get a frickle-eating contest with me, Miles?
If I'm a Buffalo Wild Wings, that probably would be the last appetizer I would get.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
As long as they're chips, I get fried pickles every time.
And the one time I did order them, there were spears. I'm like, what is this?
That is alarming.
All right, some dad jokes for you there.
Pisses a man off.
Guys, what is a wok? What is a wok?
Oh, it's a dish used in Asian cuisine.
Oh, it's something that you cook a wabbit into. Someone told me a joke about a candy bar, and I didn't really think it was that funny. So I just snickered. And by the way, big shout out to the guy who played Triangle in my band for 10 years.
Oh, yeah?
I want to thank him for everything.
That guy was all right angles.
Fellas, today my coworker,
Paul. No, he wasn't. Jesus.
Today my coworker, Paula, has reached her double nickel, 55. Could you help us wish her a happy birthday with a little kid face sandwich and the captain sharing how he got embarrassed on the kiss cam? Thanks, guys, for 20 years of awesomeness. That from Jeremy the Tax Guy.
Fish sandwich.
Ooh. Well, ahoy there. I have to admit my experience on the old Kiss Cam at the Coldplay concert was different than the CEO. See, when the camera went on him, he suddenly ducked down. When Betty Crocker told me that she was on camera, I popped up. Pointed at the mustache and showed her my shirt that says Flavor Saver. Crunch berries.
That's syrup straight from the tap.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm on a Kiss Cam.
Thank you, Robin. Now let's get a contestant on the line now, if we could, for your guess is as good as mine. 206-803-ROCK.
I can smell the maple from here.
A couple of extra emails. Ola, guys, question for the Ted Smith.
Hit me.
Ola. Where is the best barbecue in Washington? You spoke about it in the last 2 to 3 months, and I brain dumped it. I believe you said it was a Kansas City-style barbecue, and the owner was, in fact, from KC. Matter of fact, I'll just share your top three locations here in Washington. I'm fat. I'll get to them all. Thanks, guys.
So I do thoroughly enjoy Jack's Barbecue. Mm-hmm. His original location is in Soto. I think he has the best Texas-style brisket in town. Now, if you want an overall good plate, Mike and I fall in love with Stan's.
That's a Kansas City guy.
Yeah. He's from Kansas City. His dad moved out here years ago. Like Mike said, if you go to Kansas City, they know Stan. And that's an old school Main Street Issaquah. Cool little spot, too. Yeah. Good right. cocktails. And then a newer one that I found up in Marysville is Jeff's Texas Style Barbecue. Jeff sells out pretty early on Saturdays and stuff. He used to have a food truck. Now he's got a brick and mortar.
Okay.
But yeah, he's got some good stuff up there, too.
Is it actually a brick building? A lot of times people say brick and mortar. I'm like, this is clearly a wood frame shop. I'm just, you know.
Man, now you got my brain running. Like,
are you actually brick and mortar?
The one I haven't tried yet, it was a food truck. It's in close to Miles in Freelard. It's that Outsider Barbecue.
I have not been there.
That's supposed to be awesome as well, but I haven't tried it yet.
Okay. All right.
What the hell do they have that I've never heard of before? Was it like something, maybe, was it like burnt-in beef cheeks or something like that they have there?
They might.
Ooh,
but that sounds good. I just saw a picture of it, and I was like, oh, my God.
I met one of the guys at Thrill and I's local one day. It was like a Sunday afternoon, and I was talking up Terry Black's and this and that, and he's like, I know, but he's like, come try our barbecue. And then they opened that restaurant. I'm like, all right, I got to get in there.
Okay. Oh, so you met the actual owner? Or one of the cooks
one of the
or whatever?
Cooks, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hola, gentlemen, longtime listener. I recently, on a trip back to Indiana from Chattanooga, Tennessee, listens to the Greatest Story Never Told podcast. Listen to the episode where Steve interviewed the guy from the Klan. Haven't laughed that hard in a long time. Stay frosty, guys. Okay, as you know, we've been here at KISW for 20 years, and this year we have been celebrating our 20th anniversary, hitting the road on the Men's Room World Tour, and we knew one thing was going to be true. At the end of the year, we were going to throw down and have a huge party.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we formally announce the Men's Room 20th anniversary party going down Saturday, September 6th, where Black Raven Brewery up in Woodinville.
Yeah!
Get ready to rock. We're going to celebrate 20 years. Of course, the Men's Room IP and the white-yellow can will be there and on draft. We'll have the 20th anniversary lager. Live music featuring KISW's new originals, the Stoned Evergreen Travelers.
Nice.
And the Outshine Trio, which is a tribute to Soundgarden.
I think maybe we have shared a stage with Outshined, but I don't believe that we've ever shared a stage with our traveling buddies.
We did at a Red Festival at the brewery years ago.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, because I was like, they're awesome.
Yeah, last time they played for us was at Mike's Chili Parlor in Ballard. We had a little party out there in the back, and those guys just absolutely rocked. So, by the way, with the purchase of your ticket, you're going to get a commemorative glass, a koozie, and a 16-ounce drink to kick things off right.
Nice.
So you can party with us. Tickets are available at KISW.com. They are cheap. Keep in mind, you're going to get the glass, the koozie, and the free beer with that.
Yeah.
It must be 21 years of age to consume alcohol, obviously. But
all ages.
It's going to be an all-ages show. And we're going to have a whole lot more as we get closer to the event that we can announce. But the date has been set, Saturday, September the 6th. Tickets are available now, KISW.com. It's going to be a five-hour party. So we're going to start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, have bands all day long, some beers, have a good time, man, and the whole thing's over at 6. So we're trying to give you a big enough window, regardless of what you've got on that Saturday.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can stop by and at least get a beer or two with us.
Yeah, 5 hours, man. You can pop in, pop out, or, of course, you can stay the whole 5 hours.
It's a great spot, too. Yeah. It's a really cool spot.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic day. So and hopefully you can make it.
Neither Huskies or Cougs have an excuse. Your games don't start till 7:30 and 8 that night.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, come to the party.
You already looked?
I did.
I'll just
pre-game, right? Oh, I mean, if I had to guess. Well, yeah, this is a perfect pre-game.
Is the UW game, do you know? I know it's a little bit early. Is it here?
In
other words, could you stop by and then go to the game?
It's a home kickoff at 8 p.m.
Ooh.
You can easily start your tailgate, leave our party.
It's not a bad call.
Get straight into the greatest Saturday in college football.
Proximity-wise, as far as driving, that kind of works out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based on where you are. So
drive all the way around the lake.
Men's Room 20th anniversary party, again, Saturday, September the 6th at the Black Raven Brewery. We start at 1. The party ends at 6 o'clock. We've got 3 bands, cold beer, and we're going to be there throwing down and celebrating 20 years here on The Rock. And we want you to join us. KISW.com for all the info and the tickets. All right, time for Low Your Guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before 3 strikes, and you're out. So, Steve, who is our contestant ready to play? Your guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Michaelis.
Hola.
Jason, welcome to the program. Your category is, Jason, we have the best states in the United States to retire in if you have $1 million. Ooh. We also have the worst states if you have $1 million. Back to the $1 million question again. So you can pick either one of those two. Also, we have the world's 10 deadliest animals. I'm going to give you one. You need to guess the other 9. So, Jason, where are you going?
So, you said animals was the second choice, right?
That is correct.
All right, so I'm going to tag team this. I got my buddy Rios here. We're headed back from Yakima together. Is that cool?
Oh, yeah, sure. Which category do you want?
All right, so you want to do the deadliest animals or the best or worst states?
Best or worst
states? All right, we'll do the states.
You're going to do the states. Okay, do you want to do the best states to retire in as far as how far $1 million will go? Not that they're the best states in my mind to retire in.
Correct.
You will just, the money
your
will
money
go longer.
Will last longer, yeah.
Yes, it was your $1 million. So do you want to go the states where $1 million will last the longest or the shortest?
Let's go the longest because I heard a program a few weeks back where you guys talked about the most comfortable states to retire in, and I kind of know some of the answers already.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, these are comfortable based on how far your $1 million will go. Not the ideal place to retire.
Right.
Keep that in mind. Like, for an example, Hawaii sounds great. That's the worst state as far as how long $1 million will last. It only lasts 7 years in Hawaii.
I believe that.
I can imagine.
Okay, so basically you want to go to states where...
Where's the last place you want to live? There's probably a good shot.
That's exactly correct. Okay, so what's your first guess?
I'm going to go West Virginia.
West Virginia is number one.
Wow. Hey, number one?
That is where $1 million will last long. How long would $1 million last you in West Virginia?
If it's 7
retirement?
In Hawaii, I'm going to guess 30 years.
24.5 years.
Damn.
24 and a half years on $1 million.
Take me home.
All right, Jason, you're one for one.
Okay. So like I said, I heard the program a few weeks back. I'm going to go Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's number four.
Wow.
22.5 years for $1 million.
Okay, let's see. That was, how about Ohio?
Ohio, not on the list. Ohio falls into the middle of the pack.
I would have to think.
Arkansas, Mississippi.
I would say maybe Florida. There's so many retirees down there.
What do you think? Thrill, what do you think? I know you were part of this program last time.
Arkansas. Look, man, if West Virginia's there, Arkansas's there.
Let's go Arkansas.
As number three. $1 million in Arkansas lasts you 22.6 years.
Damn.
Wow.
But you have to live there for 22.6 years.
That is correct.
It seems like the East Coast, like Midwest East Coast, is kind of where it's at.
I would go swampier. So, again, like Mississippi, Louisiana. That's why I picked Arkansas.
Oh, for sure. Let's go Alabama.
Alabama's number five. 22.1 years. So, Jason, you guys, so far, you're right with number one, West Virginia, number three, Arkansas, number four, Oklahoma, and number five, Alabama. Those are all correct. You have no strikes against you.
How about Missouri?
Missouri, not on the list. Oh, wait, you do have two strikes because you picked Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay. I did.
Sorry about that.
All right, gentlemen.
I would guess Louisiana, maybe. Man. What up? Mississippi, if you didn't already say that.
Maybe South Carolina?
Maybe. You got one strike left, man.
I'm kind of leaning towards Indiana. What do you guys think?
I think it's an asshole, but I don't know if it would be in the top 10. But I mean, go however you want to go. But that's
I would stick
thought.
To poor states, Jason. Just go where the poor people are at. That's where the $1 million is going to last the longest. What's that?
All right. I'm going to look at a map real quick. How about. Let's go to Tennessee.
Tennessee. Not on the list. Oh. All right. That's your third strike, Jason. Sorry.
All right. I'm with Thrill. I'll put Mississippi in there.
Mississippi's number two, 23.3 years off of $1 million.
Did we say Louisiana?
No one has yet.
Louisiana.
Number six, 22.1 years on $1 million.
You said there's one.
There are three Midwestern, technically, states.
Iowa.
Iowa's number eight, Ted. Very good. 21.6.
Boy, you didn't hesitate on that one.
Nope.
Right. I mean,
there's one that's interesting. There's about one Iowa. Close to the West Virginia area. It's a border
Kentucky.
State. Kentucky's number nine, 21.4 years. Both of the last ones are technically in the middle of the United States. They're not always defined as Midwestern states, but I believe that, in my mind, they are.
All right.
One's a flyover. One's got a little bit more to offer.
Nebraska.
Nebraska not on the list.
Damn.
Did you say Kansas?
Kansas number 17 to 21.6 years. Oh. Last one you're not going to get, so I'm going to give it to you. It's Michigan.
Really?
Michigan, $1 million will last 21 years. Keep in mind the biggest city in Michigan
Detroit.
Is one of the most affordable big cities without in the United States of America. So if you live there.
You still get 10 cents a can.
Yes, you do.
Do they still do 10 cents a can?
Damn. Yeah.
You guys want to do? Would you tailgate at Michigan games? Hey, there's kids coming by all day. Just can we take your empties?
Do you guys want to just real quick here, the states where $1 million won't last long at all?
Let me guess. New York.
New York is 45.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is 48.
Washington.
Washington State is the fourth worst state for retirement.
California.
California is the second worst state.
Connecticut?
Connecticut not on the list, but that's a good guess.
Maryland.
Maryland not on the list.
Virginia?
Virginia not on the list.
Huh.
Think of an island state.
Oh, Hawaii.
Hawaii's, okay. Hawaii's number one. We've got one other West Coast state.
Oregon?
Oregon's.
Really?
Oregon's expensively weird. When it comes to that kind of stuff. Yeah. Oregon, 13 years for $1 million. Here in Washington, gets you 12 years. The remaining states on where $1 million won't last as long, because you guys have already gotten 6 out of the 10. New Jersey, 12.5 years.
Makes sense.
Colorado, believe it or not, 13.4. Utah's expensive as far as retirement.
I've heard Utah is very expensive.
13.6 years. And New Hampshire, for some reason, that is also in the top 10. $1 million lasts you 13.6 years.
New Hampshire's another one of those states that's just so small. Like, it's beautiful, but
well, everyone there is, not everyone, but generally speaking, everyone there is pretty well loaded.
Right, you're either a rich person or you've lived on that same lake for three generations and nobody moves.
Uh-huh. Coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room. I come up here at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Alaska Airlines was forced to ground all of their planes after a catastrophic IT systems meltdown over the weekend.
Oh, I thought they meant it, like the clown.
Oh, no.
That's every plane they have.
Everyone. Yes.
Yeah, not just here in Seattle, in any city, man. If it said Alaska on the side, it was down.
Mm. Or was the other one, Horizon?
Horizon, I believe, is with them. Yeah. I believe Hawaiian is also with them.
Oh, God. Yep.
That would suck.
Is American a subsidiary of them as
I
well?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No.
But they grounded a whole bunch of planes out there, and they're still dealing with that mess.
Wow. You canceled everyone's flight.
Right.
And even when you get them back, I mean, I don't know how you work out the logistics, right?
No.
Your flight was canceled, so I'm taking the same flight, but 24 hours later. Well, that's mine.
Right.
Right. I don't know how you work that out.
Neither do I. I have zero idea.
Did you see the story of that plane almost hit a bomber over the weekend?
Yeah.
I saw something about that. What?
The pilot apologized.
North Dakota, South Dakota?
I think it was North Dakota, and a B-52 bomber is directly in their flight path. So he banks, obviously, the plane out of the way.
Sure.
But then had to go over to the PA to apologize to people going, look, man, the reason we just did that, and he was straight up honest. He goes, there's a B-52 and our flight path. And he goes, I don't know why they didn't tell me that.
Right. Yeah. And he also says, this is not a good day for me. This does not make me happy. Like, I'm
oh, he's pissed.
Yeah, he's pissed.
He should be. That shouldn't happen. No.
It should not happen.
We have a lot of systems in place to keep this from happening.
Why
is there a damn B-52 in the air?
Yeah, I don't know.
Air Force Base.
Are we good?
Right.
Yeah.
Miles, you know what today is?
I don't.
Today is Take a Monkey to Lunch Day.
Okay. I saw that. And then I was trying to remember, was that yesterday or today? Because either way, who has a monkey to take to lunch?
Why are you taking a monkey to lunch?
And if I do take a monkey to lunch, am I going to get thrown out of the restaurant? Say that I take this day very seriously, and we go to, what was the place you and Ted were talking about? Mexican joint.
Which one?
Chipotle?
Chipotle.
Yeah, there you go.
I take a monkey to Chipotle. All right. And I'm going to order whatever I think the monkey wants. Is Chipotle going to let me sit in there? Even if I say, hey, it's national take a monkey to lunch.
As long as he has an emotional support monkey vest on, you're going to be
fine. You know what? That is the call, right?
Mine
just wears a flak jacket. He's just got a bulletproof vest on.
Mine has a t-shirt that says, co-ed naked.
You know, a lot of these dumb holidays, like, I kind of understand that they came from something that was just not, it's cutesy.
This, I'm convinced they said, it's almost like Mad Libs.
Right.
Throw a dart at an animal, monkey. What are we going to do with them? Take him to lunch. There it is.
Take a monkey to lunch.
The guy that started it was literally making jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the brands hopped onto it and was like, it's National Taco Day. Come get your free taco. And it's turned into everything. And there was one, I think,
milk. Who benefits from the monkey?
Yeah.
Right. Who?
Maybe Arby says, like, hey, we know what Monday is. If you got a monkey, you get a free.
It's Take a Monkey to Lunch Day. Come on in.
It would be kind of wild, though.
We have the monkeys.
You walk into B-Dubs, and there's a guy with a monkey, and they're both just eating wings. Like, everything's fine.
Monkey just cracking on some wings.
Yeah, or he's eating, like, french fries. You're just like, am I losing my mind? Is that guy sitting there with a monkey, and they're both enjoying their meal?
No, man, he loves the Asian zing.
Yeah, right? Huh.
Saudi Arabia's $1.2 trillion plan of revolutionary living has hit a little bit of a snag.
Well, the price tag.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then oil prices.
Right, the oil prices has gone down, the feasibility and the cost of all of it. They're like, this might have been a little ambitious.
Yeah, I think, what was it, like a 102-mile-long,
stretch in the desert.
30-story stretch. And it's like, it's a cool concept.
Right. And they wanted it to rival the pyramids of Egypt as far as its longevity and its historical significance.
To make it out of stone.
Right.
You're in
the middle of a desert, man. Right. God destroys everything out there. He turns it back to factory setting. You're not going to build out there.
Back to factory setting.
That's right. Just make it sand. Make it salt. I don't care. A city in North Dakota has a new menace that they're dealing with.
B-52 bombers.
B-52s.
Look out, baby!
Yeah, I was going that same route. Ground squirrels.
Oh, I did read this.
Ground squirrels.
What are they doing? They're just tearing up the ground.
Yeah.
And like, they're really, really mad about it.
They're really upset about it. Yeah, these damn ground squirrels.
Like, everyone's cracking jokes. We're like, this is not effing funny.
Aren't they just squirrels? We got to call them ground squirrels now?
I think they do live underground. I think they do burrow. I think they're kind of like a groundhog. They're just a ground squirrel.
Right. With a pig, if you will.
Yeah.
So they're messing up the ground.
Exactly.
Which is, yeah.
This is really inconvenient. This isn't okay.
How do they get so many ground squirrels?
That's what we're trying to figure out. Where'd all these things come from?
They're cute, but they're a menace.
Get them out.
Get them out.
This isn't funny. We need money to get rid of these things. These ground squirrels.
Right? Oh, yeah, you're right. That's a different looking than a regular squirrel.
I'm the news man, Ted. Of course I'm right.
Yeah, it's a ground squirrel. Come on, man.
Lightning struck a third hole of a golf course in Florida, leading to a pretty sick picture.
Yeah, did you see the...
I did, dude.
Very cool.
That was wild. Terrifying, but wild.
Not if you're on the golf course.
About to say, Miles, is that what the ground around you look like when you got hit by lightning?
I don't...
The root system or whatever?
When we went back, you could just see the exposed roots. So I don't know if they were exposed beforehand or not.
Gosh.
I'm not sure. I don't remember that aspect.
Did you see the picture of this thing?
It basically did exactly what lightning does when it hits the ground.
Yeah.
In my case, it followed the root system of the tree.
It had to hit the flag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
what
they're saying. Without question.
Yeah.
They're like, that's the first time it's happened. Like, good.
Good. That should never happen again.
Two guys died on the golf course last week.
Oh,
struck by lightning?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. It zapped.
It's treacherous out there, man.
It is.
You're the only thing standing up in the middle of a pasture with a metal rod in your hand.
We can finally call golf a sport because it is that dangerous.
There you go.
How many lives are claimed? I mean, our buddy Andy just got hit in the face over the weekend, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he took one right to the dome.
But that's funny.
Oh, on a golf course?
Yeah.
You got to pay attention.
You do. But you can't see that coming sometimes.
No, and the guy didn't even shout four from what he's saying.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
That's
you hit an errant ball, shout.
Yeah. That's when I pick up.
Yeah.
And fire back at them.
Damn right.
Yeah.
With my fist.
That's one of those questionable ones. Like, I did it once. People kept hitting up on us. Finally, my one buddy goes, screw it. Just teed one up and shot it right back at him.
Damn right.
The same thing. It's what, like, A, shouldn't be hitting up on people. Right.
Right.
And B, you're not even going to yell four.
Right. At least do that.
What are we doing?
You got struck by lightning six times? 66 times.
Nearly 250 children in China were poisoned with lead in their school lunch.
Oh. I saw that, man.
Yeah.
That seems bad.
That is very bad.
I wonder what, wonder what the food item was.
Right?
I don't know. Well, didn't they?
Was it like, you know, a utensil they were using? Or was it, a, you know, like on a plate? Like, was there a lead paint on a plate or something like that?
Maybe. Or I've read some rumor about, like, the food dye they use for something. I don't know.
How you doing, Ted?
Not good.
He knows.
I got it right there. Lead poison.
Why are their faces slack like that? Oh. Damn it, Ted. Dogs are being trained to track down spotted lantern flies to protect the local crops.
And then what?
Where's this?
Eat them.
Wherever the spotted lantern flies
are they on the East Coast now or something? No, like, it's this fascinating looking thing.
Isn't that just a firefly?
No.
It's not.
No. On a Google, it's the lantern fly, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That just looks nasty.
And it's killing all the crops, man. It's going to make the price of veggies go up.
Where do they originate from?
Aren't they like an Asian bug?
I feel like all the bugs that come over from Asia, they're like, oh, no.
It's right,
like
this beetle, is bad.
These bee or something that's taking out the honeybees now.
Right, it's, there's like a butterfly that came over. There's a right. Spider that came over.
Yeah, keep your spiders,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. Oh, it just flies. What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, those ones.
Yeah, the parachuting ones.
Not cool.
Those giant freaking nightmares. It just rained hell. A new study found that popular weight loss drugs may cause major muscle loss without boosting fitness.
Well, sure.
You still got to do other stuff.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you can. I know people use them, lost a bunch of weight, but yeah. Probably should still stick to your workout.
Well, you know what, man? You're going to see the results.
Yeah.
So it's even more incentive to do it.
Right. Just start working things along with it.
Yes.
You guys ever run into that person that just doesn't stop talking?
Yeah, it's...
You know, they just ramble on no matter how many cues that you give them.
Yep.
What if I told you that there's a way to get out of that conversation?
The Men's Room Top 10.
Violence.
Pretty much.
The Men's Room Top 10.
A gentleman's guide to getting out of a conversation in 10 or more ways. This one's a surefire winner. When old Gary comes by, you know he's got nothing good to say. He just wants to talk about Gary stuff. Like how he built a glass cabinet so he could display his collection of taxidermied chipmunks. So here's what you do when, oh, I wear my pants too high around my waist, highlighting my egg-shaped torso, Gary takes a stroll in your direction. You take a big gulp of whatever beverage you have nearby. Then you fake a choking fit. You spit up all over his sensible elastic-waisted dookie brown polyester chinos. Not today, Satan.
Thank you, BD. So these are the 10 gentlemanly ways to exit a conversation without just telling him to shut up. You've got the classic party bail. You know, you're at the party setting and you got that guy that just, he's bending your ear a little too doggone much. They say use an excuse that sounds social and non-confrontational. If you're solo, just finish your drink and say that you're heading to get a refill. Nobody argues with the drink. If you're with somebody, give them the classic.
With you.
I got to go find my wife.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right?
Yep.
Just a quick little deflection of, oh, hey, wait a minute.
Is that her right there?
Oh, there she is.
Yeah. Show talker, too. At a certain point, we came to watch this band.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Let's just watch the band.
Let's just watch the damn band. The human hot potato. It says to pass him off. Introduce the chatterbox to somebody else. Hey, have you met Jerry?
I've done that before many times.
Make this your exit. It's a little shady, but it's effective in emergency.
I just go to the bathroom.
Oh, that works.
All the time. Man, I got... Ooh, man, that just came on quick. I'll be back.
That'd be your classic party, man.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
And they can't follow you. As you said, refill, exactly. I'll go get one with you.
Yeah.
They ain't following you to the bathroom. That's unless true. They're weird.
I'll hold it for you, man.
Right? And then you feel like you got to duck that person the rest of the time. Because it feels like they're like a meerkat just waiting for you to come back.
They do. They start scanning the room for you.
They do, man. 10 gentlemanly ways to exit a conversation.
You just stand in there. You turn around like, oh,
ah!
How did you get back here?
Hey, man, to pick up where we left off.
Yeah. Like, I was not waiting for the end of that conversation, bro. Don't pick back up.
You hit him with the past tense hint. Put the convo in the past tense. So glad we met. Really great chat we had there.
Yeah. Oh.
This gentle shift signals that it's
hopefully
time to wrap
we'll see each
up.
Other again.
Right. Hey, I'll see you around, man. Have fun.
Yeah. It's like when you're on the phone with somebody and you've hit your third. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they just keep going. It's like, this is clearly me ending this conversation. Why do you... Unless it's important, like, oh, hey, I forgot to mention. Could you... Correct. Mm-hmm. If you just want to keep talking, we need to find another time because I don't have any anymore.
Yeah.
I have run out of time for you.
I don't want to talk about the same thing every time.
No.
No. You're just bellyaching about the same three things. Right. It's always the same conversation.
Right.
There's only so much, yeah, you're right, so that I can dole out your way before I just want to tell you to shut up.
And you have to know I'm lying when I say that.
Right?
Yeah, you're right, man.
We were here last week. The silent game. They say to let the talker run out of steam. So with proud parents or oversharers, ask to see more photos or keep agreeing with you must be so proud. You're not rude. You're just playing the psychological chess. Yes, please keep going.
I've tried. Some of them don't.
They just don't run out of steam.
No.
They're just so damn proud to say to say the same sentence in 9 different ways.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing how they can reform that sentence. Like, we get it.
Uh-huh.
You figured it out.
To me, it's the equivalent of, like, sitting in a meeting.
Yeah.
Like, there's information to give, but by the end of the meeting, I'm thinking, okay, you said 4 sentences of information, but it took an hour and a half to do this because you keep saying the same crap over and, but like you said, just different words in different ways. Exactly. Like, bro, we get it, man.
I literally start counting. They will be up there. They will have a PowerPoint presentation. It has the bullet points of everything you're about to say.
So and we already know.
And I will sit there and I will see how many times they can say that same bullet point.
Right.
And it's impressive.
It is.
Like, it doesn't have to be a half hour.
Are you getting paid by the word? What are we doing?
Right. This isn't one of your school exams where it's got to be 1,000 words here.
And don't confuse the look on our face for being confused. It's boredom.
Yes.
Which a lot of times look very similar.
The professional pivot. At work, use your calendar or fake a meeting like a shield. Say, I'm in the middle of something and bounce. Nobody argues with productivity. The problem is that they know we're lying. Yeah.
Hey, I've got a meeting I've got to go get into.
No, you don't. I make all your meetings.
Right, exactly.
Sorry, Ryan. So, yeah. My bad, Mike. I'm out. I got a meeting to do. Hold it down.
That's right. Oh, Lordy. The swift exit. Walk away like it's normal. Says, got an insufferable neighbor? Just end the conversation with, appreciate it, talk to you later. And walk away mid-sentence. They probably don't even notice.
Damn.
Yeah.
I did hang up on someone once. And then maybe I talked to him. I don't know. Maybe it's the next day or they call back later. I was, oh, dude, my phone went dead. It did not. They wouldn't shut up. So, like, click. Made it easy.
The last place I lived, I had a neighbor. He was a very nice guy. I called him the male Snow White because he just fed every animal that was in the neighborhood. He had raccoons back there.
Oh,
he had
good.
Deer that were back there and birds. It attracted doggone skunks. He kept those raccoons.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Without saying it out loud, without having, you know, a bowl that said Fido, he was keeping those doggone raccoons because he'd come out at like 9 o'clock at night when it was dark out and he would throw out bread. And it was attracting skunks, and it sprayed my damn dog. But the guy, he was a nice dude. He really was. And he would bend my ear with the same stories every time. And it would just keep going. I couldn't stop it. I had to walk away. I had to fake like I had something in the oven. Like, I got to go inside, dude.
I'm cooking. It's midnight. No, I know.
Why is your lawnmower out? You know, you're cooking something inside? Yeah, and now you've just burned up all my time. Yeah, it's probably burnt.
Yeah, you were nice about that.
Don't feed the raccoons.
Yeah.
Right, what are you doing? You're spraying my dog!
Right, especially right then the skunks. Like, I know it seems cool to you, but like, this is bad.
It is. Do you smell that? Yeah, that's because of you. It's living under my shed.
And the raccoons are pretty handy.
Yeah.
They don't struggle.
My cousins have the same issue. Is their outdoor beer garden area. People sometimes kind of leave food, or when they're leaving, just kind of toss it over. There's a skunk.
Oh, no.
And like clockwork, every night around 8 or something, he comes out and sprays that whole fence and tree.
Are you serious?
Doggone it. That doesn't go away for weeks.
No, it's
you
awful.
Because you're just sitting there and they're like, oh, there he is. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
But damn. Same, right? It's like.
They
it's
can't
like,
trap him or take him someplace. Or I guess you don't want to put him in a truck or something.
Call Pet Solutions.
I offered.
I know a solution for that.
That's right. Yeah, a couple more high noons, a couple shots of J-Mo. I'll sit out here all night.
Oh, no, it's just DC being DC.
Hit him with a tranquilizer dart, right? Throw it in your neck. Let him pass out. put him in a cat box that you take to the vet with your cat.
And send him to someone you
just
hate.
Just go and drive as far as you can and dump him in the woods. Right. Slap him in the face and walk away.
Slap him in the face.
So walk, wake up.
10 gentlemanly ways to exit a conversation without telling him to shut up. They say the polite shutdown with salespeople or pushy networkers. Be firm but respectful. Thanks, but I'm just not interested. Maintain eye contact so they know that it's final. I did get drawn outside at one point to somebody who was door-to-door sales. They were trying to do, I believe, security, and I was renting at the time. I wasn't about to buy something for this.
Right.
And so I listened to her spiel for a good 2-3 minutes, and I said, hey, listen, I respect your hustle. I respect what you're saying out there. I'm renting. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to politely decline this, but good work. And I shook their hand, and I went right back inside.
I did it a couple weeks ago, or not a couple weeks ago, but people on the street.
Yep.
Want you to sign something. The guy goes, it's for sick children. You don't care about the sick children? And I just went, I don't.
No.
No, I just was like, not right now, dude. Right. Like, I'm going to get lunch.
I did.
You care about Hungry Ted right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I dodged one on the street here not terribly long ago. I was going in to get smoothies, and they were camped outside there, and he was starting to get me on my way inside. You know, he gave me a polite little compliment on my way in. I was like, I know you're gonna hit me back on the way out. I waited until I saw somebody else walking in there, and then I bolted. I heard him calling after me, but I just, I'm not listening. I'm not paying attention.
What I've gotten good at now is certain stores, as soon as you walk in, a salesperson is just attached to you.
Yes.
Right? And I will not say where the place was, but I told this guy straight up. I said, brother, do not follow me around the store. I do not like people hassling me when I'm trying to make a decision about what I'm going to buy. That said, I know that you are commissioned. Tell me your name, and when I go up to the register, I will say that you help. And he was like, deal, because that's why you're here.
Right.
Do not follow me around. That drives me up. Right.
I got called yesterday. They were handing out free Glacier water from Mount Shasta.
Nice.
At the QFC. I was a little hungover. I could use the water. And then I was like looking at the sushi next to her, and she was like, in a word, can you describe how it tastes?
Oh, go,
she was very nice. It's
like water, man.
I go, clean. Oh, yes. Some people said this or that. I had to go back by her again and just duck my head. Like, refreshing.
The universal excuse, your phone. In an Uber or at the urinal, fake a call. Text distraction, even a pretend alarm. Your phone is your force field. Use it liberally.
I have done that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, crap. Sorry, dude. I got to text.
There you go, man. And then I'll leave you with this last gentlemanly way of exiting a conversation, but actually they wrapped the article up here by turning it back in on yourself. The self-check. Don't be that guy. If you're worried that you're the one that people want to escape, watch for signs like fast nodding, lack of eye contact, body language, pointing to the door. If you see it, wrap it up.
Yep.
Watch their eyes. You will see the glaze when it comes over. When it does, kill it.
Yeah, you're done.
Just shut it down. Even as far as just to say, so there's that.
Yeah, that's the proper way to do it.
And you're done. Just be done. A man in Wales is in the running for worst friend in the world, Miles.
What do you do?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming to 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast 36-year-old Argentinian folk singer and composer, one Luvi Torres. So she was diagnosed with cancer back in 2023, but her honoree, she chose not to rely on conventional medicine and embarked on a process of self-healing. She gave a talk stating that music and singing can heal, and that she has cured previous illnesses without any medical treatment or intervention. And according to her, the self-healing process included the use of conscious singing, meditation, shamanism, and deep emotional work, collectively known as Cantar Sana. She died of cancer. That is all. Like, look, man, take the treatment. You are not going to sing it away. You are not going to dance it away. You're not going to go through all that stuff. Like, take the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to throw that out.
She knows.
Take the treatment. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to get tested on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.